Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another bite-sized political podcast. Thanks so much for downloading this, and thank you to quantumhypno.co.uk for the sponsorship. I appreciate all of that, folks. And shall we get to the heart of the matter concerning the emerging scale of deaths from the COVID vaccinations? And in this regard, I want to play a short clip by Andrew Bridgen, MP, who was at an event yesterday in the Commons, and afterwards he was asked a few things, and this is what he had to say.
There's nothing more important than excess deaths and COVID harm, I think, at the moment. I mean, I was thrown out of the Conservative Party for tweeting that a leading cardiologist had said that the vaccine rollout is the biggest crime against humanity since the Holocaust. I'm afraid I think it's going to be bigger than the Holocaust, because I think we've got to be somewhere between 10 and 20 million people have been killed by these experimental vaccines worldwide, and it's still going up. Well, the evidence was pretty considerable 18 months ago when I first spoke out. I mean, it's overwhelming now. Every week there's more evidence. Paper out last week in Japan of a clear link now between people who've had the boosters and the increased cancer. We know why. It's the SV40, the simian virus 40 promoter region that Pfizer didn't disclose in their vaccine. So, I mean, there's a clear link with promoting cancer.
And so, are you seeing more MPs now than before coming to your...
No, the MPs have got their hands in the blood up to their armpits, most of them. They'll have put out thousands, hundreds, if not thousands, of letters saying that the vaccines are safe and effective over the last few years. There's a general election coming later this year, and they really just want to hold the line until after the general election, because there is, on both sides of the house, there's so much political capital that the vaccines are safe and effective, which they're neither safe nor effective.
There you go. Neither safe nor effective from Mr. Andrew Bridgen. 100% agree with what he said there. And he's right also. There is information coming out of Japan from a senior oncology professor, very much linking the boosters to cancer. So it's interesting what Andrew's talking about there, because, as you know, he was picked up and demonized over a reference where he'd quoted someone else who had compared the vaccine's rollout to a Holocaust. It wasn't him. Someone else said that. He just simply quoted it. It was then attributed to him, and that was used by the establishment to get rid of Andrew Bridgen from the Conservative Party, which is what happened. However, now when we look at the scale of death, and we've got the information and we can see the numbers, you know, he's making suggesting now that, well, actually, no, it's worse than the Holocaust, because regardless of what you think of the Holocaust or the actual specific numbers in it, he's saying you could have between 10 to 20 million people have been killed by these vaccines, and maybe more to come globally on a global basis. Because, of course, the Holocaust happened in Europe. The vaccines are a global thing. So it's so vaccine deaths may indeed be bigger than the Holocaust. And he's also right to say that the MPs at Westminster are keeping shtum about it. They don't want to talk about it. It's awkward. They were too busy telling people back in the day that these are safe and effective and go and get them. And what a great job we've done by getting AstraZeneca's very first vaccine out there. These MPs, as he's right, they have they're up to their arms in blood of innocence. They are. And that's why they don't want to talk about it, because there's no real way they can get into proper conversations without implicating themselves. Because ultimately, they will have to say the words they don't want to say. Namely, we got it wrong. We misled people. We are to blame as much as the scientists, the pharmacists, the big pharma companies, you know, the media. They're all part of it. And that's why they're going to sit in their hands. They're not going to do a damn thing. Anyone who thinks that there's going to be a sudden change of conscience in the Commons is fooling themselves. You know, Andrew's right. They're waiting for a general election. And then when they get the other side of the general election, then they can talk about these things, but not until that point. So that's why there's going to be continued isolation of Andrew Bridgen. And, you know, my concern would be that Andrew has been one of the few voices, in fact, the only voice really at Westminster who stridently spoken up against it. He's been punished for doing that. And that tells you all you need to know about Westminster. If you speak out against vaccine deaths, vaccine injury, question the vaccine, you are isolated and removed. And you've got to think to yourself, why would that be? And that is because, of course, they're covering up a colossal crime. They're covering up something that is will go down in the annals of history as one of the most obscene things that ever happened, namely the way in which the vaccines were rolled out. People were pressurized into taking them. People were forced into taking them. People were persuaded into taking them. And now we understand, generally speaking, that which some of us understood back then, namely that these things are neither safe and they're certainly not effective. Thanks for listening.